Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us this morning to talk about what is happening in Israel is Rabbi Avidan Friedman. He's an activist, and we wanted to talk about a couple of things. One of them, of course, is the risk to the remaining hostages. What do we know? What is happening? We have seen some of the propaganda videos being released. We know that we have to view them with some circumspection. But what does that really mean? Rabbi Avidan Friedman, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
Hi, Shalom Howard. It's good to be back. It's in the context of what we're talking about, which is for me what occupies most of my thoughts and worries. It's another very, very worrisome morning.
What do we know, if anything? There must be a conflict within Hamas, because harm to the hostages actually would ultimately do them harm, considering in a very calculating way that living hostages have a higher value for them.
That's certainly true. You mentioned the propaganda videos, but we always told ourselves things about these propaganda videos, but then when hostages came back and they were able to tell us in their voices what they really believe, then I think we got a different perspective. So we've heard from the freed captives, from freed hostages, that their lives were in severe danger whenever there were Israeli strikes, meaning even when Hamas, for their own interests, might have wanted to protect them, they weren't always able to. It's not only Hamas; they might be held by different groups, and there have been 41 hostages who were taken captive alive and have been killed directly or indirectly by Israeli strikes. Israel does not always know. They sometimes think they know, but they don't always know where the hostages are being held and what the dangers are to them. And so, despite Hamas's interest in keeping them alive, these strikes are putting them into severe danger.
Doesn't that, to some extent, absolve Hamas of their horrendous responsibility here? If they simply released them, they have no reason or no legitimacy in keeping hostages. It defies almost every humanitarian law. Doesn't this really shift the blame to Israel and do Hamas's bidding for them?
I don't think it's a question of blame. I think it's a question of responsibility. Of course, Hamas bears all of the moral blame. Of course, what Hamas did violates every human basic moral right that there is. Of course, that's clear from October 7th. Of course, the proper thing and the moral thing is that it should never have happened, and if it happened, that they have to return them immediately. All of that is clearly true, but our situation is that we are dealing with a genocidal terrorist organization, and Israel has a responsibility to get its citizens back, and Israel has a responsibility to its own citizens here, who in really every poll that I saw all along the first stage were all in favor, a majority, of continuing on to the second stage in order to get everyone back, despite the fact that this means paying a heavy cost to a genocidal terrorist organization, because our first responsibility and our first commitment is to the lives of our people and to the value of life and the immediate danger. I just want to say, Howard, if I may, as a rabbi,
sure. Mm-hmm.
for a moment, I just see the situation we're in as violating some very basic and clear, two very basic and clear Jewish principles and principles of Jewish law. The first is that when there is a clear danger to life, then that takes priority over any kinds of future fears that we may have. So when we have now 24 hostages who are clearly in danger, that takes our atheism, and this is something we pride ourselves on, when every single life is of infinite value. We don't, you know, we experienced what it was to turn lives into numbers, experienced that literally on our skin. And Judaism's statement has been that the value of every single life is of infinite value. So this, the idea that we're going to, you know, get a few hostages back, but leave a few of them, and statements to the extent, you know, we've turned 75% of the hostages, those don't have any real meaning in the context of a value system in Judaism that says every life is of infinite value. And that's why, again, you see massive support for a deal that will not return them in dribs and drabs and leave some of them to die there, but that Israel should do what it needs to do in order to bring them all back.
Tell me about the protests that we're starting to see in Gaza from Hamas. Are these spontaneous, do you think? Is this a sign of something positive, an important shift? And perhaps is this a response to the pressure that Israel is now putting on Gaza and Hamas?
There's no question that it's a positive thing. There's no question, again, that Hamas is an immoral agent that not only has caused tremendous suffering to the Jewish people, but has caused tremendous damage and suffering to their own people with their intransigence. So I'm absolutely happy to see the citizens of Gaza standing up and fighting Hamas. It also, you know, gives the lie to the idea that every single human being in Gaza is complicit in Hamas and supports Hamas. People are turning against Hamas, and I think that is positive. And yes, it is absolutely a reflection of their desperation.
And do you think that this will have an impact on Hamas and on the negotiation?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say what Hamas's response to it will be, how it will decide to quell those protests. I think there have been attempts before that have been brutally quelled, but you know, I can only hope that it does. But again, I want to stress that. If, as far as I'm concerned, if that pressure and Israeli military pressure and American pressure, if what it gets is another deal where we get back a few of the live hostages and the rest of them are condemned to wait for another month or 60 days or whatever it is, that to me is not an ideal situation. Of course, getting some hostages back is better than getting no hostages.
Back. Of course.
But if Israel has the ability to bring them all back, this is what the protesters in Israel are calling for. And there have been mass protests for the last week, all of the time. I took part in many, many of them, where Israelis are calling for all of the hostages back in one pulse, in one deal.
Well, please God, that will happen. Rabbi Avidan Friedman, he's an activist in Israel and very involved in the plight, in assisting in the plight for the return of the hostages. It is about to go 7 o'clock. Rabbi Avidan Friedman, thank you as always. Let me know your thoughts on that conversation. 061-895-1019. How do we treat this? How do we manage this? How does Israel manage it? Do they continue to put pressure on Hamas militarily and at the same time risk potentially the lives of the hostages? It's the question we've been asking, I guess, for 18 months. Incredible that we are still needing to do so. It is 7 o'clock. Good morning.